Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hello and welcome to the Fangirls Podcast, a place for fun, fandoms, friendship, and most importantly, fangirling. I'm Julie, and buckle up, fans, because today we're talking about the Netflix hit Hitman, starring Glenn Powell. And when I say we, I mean me and our lovely correspondent, Miss Melinda. Welcome back, friend.
Hello, how are you?
I am good. I just spent a lovely evening at home with Glenn Powell. And when I say spent a lovely, it was me and my TV. It was me and Netflix watching The Hitman. It wasn't Glenn Powell, guys. Hate to break it to you. And as a very biased Glenn Powell girly, I thoroughly enjoyed this movie. How about you?
You know, I don't know what I was going to expect from this movie.
Okay. Me either. That was the thing.
Yeah, like I enjoy romance movies, but this was kind of a blurred line between romance and action and comedy. And it was fun to see how many impressions he could do with all of the various personas. And for the most part, I did enjoy the film, but that ending lost me.
I don't disagree with you. And again, biased Glenn Powell girly over here, okay? I thoroughly enjoyed it. That being said, I do feel that there were some holes in the ending that just did not track whatsoever.
So for those of you that don't know, Hitman is about a mild-mannered professor moonlighting as a fake hitman in police stings that ignites a chain reaction of trouble when he falls for a potential client.
So this is loosely based off of Gary Johnson, who was also a psych professor moonlighting as a hitman. So I've got some stats on Gary. First and foremost, he assisted in more than 70 arrests of people seeking out contract killers. And while there is no evidence that Johnson ever dated any of his potential clients, apparently there were some that were interested. And he was actually divorced 3 different times, but he did have cats, along with being a Vietnam War vet.
Well, this movie is based on an article that was published in 2001 with the same title, Hitman. And Gary passed away in 2022, just before filming took place. So he wasn't involved with this film at all.
All right. So next to Glenn Powell starring as Gary Johnson, who else is in this all-star lineup?
We have Adria Arjona as Madison Masters. Austin Emilio is Jasper. Retta is Claudette, Sanjay Rao is Phil, and Evan Holtzman is Ray.
Well, I'm ready for some tea. Are you ready for some tea?
Let's spill it.
All right. This is the part of the show where we spill the tea. This means spoilers. So if you have not watched The Hitman on Netflix starring Glenn Powell, we are about to spoil it for you. So I know I said I was on the edge of my seat till the last 10, 15 minutes of this movie. At what point did you get hooked?
For me, things started getting interesting right about the time when Gary is thrown into going undercover and how to approach his first client at the diner. Like, here you have this quiet, polite intellect who is forced to become quite the opposite of his character. And it became an immediate success thanks to his educational background. And I was curious to see if it would work out, which it did. But then Craig got arrested, is the first client.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to shut out rookie mistake because Gary was watching and Craig saw him. And I knew Craig was going to come back if it was that poignant of a moment in the movie. And he did. When did you get hooked?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I was invested from the get-go. And you bring up a good point also, with how his background tied into a lot of this movie as a psych professor. When Madison comes into the picture, she is essentially hired Gary, aka Glenn Powell's character, or Ron at this point, as a hired hitman. And he looked at her, again, knowing his psych background, and was like, you don't want to kill your husband. And he uses those psych tricks to convince her that this isn't a life that she wants to lead. And it said, if you don't want to commit to this, now is the time to do so. If you want to live a better life because you just don't want to deal with the divorce, now's the time to do it. and she takes his advice. Then things just get really interesting from that point on, and Gary's psyche evolves into Ron and he gains more confidence. And I was so fascinated by this transformation. He's at that point buying his own BS and gets the confidence to like go out on a date with someone who essentially hired him to kill someone. At what point do you go, yeah, that sounds like a great idea? No, dude, that's what we call a red flag. But point being, that point, I was definitely hooked. What was the biggest plot twist for you?
I think the biggest plot twist for me is when we find out who killed Madison's husband. I honestly thought at first that it was Jasper who did it and that he did it so he could frame Gary to get his job back.
Oh, that's smart.
But what was yours?
All right, I've got two plot twists for you. The first one was when Madison's husband hired Ron to take out Madison. At the beginning of the movie, we all know Madison hired Ron to take out her husband. So I was like, oh, how the tables have turned. This is getting good. And the second was when Gary started feeding Madison her alibi as he was mic'd up. I thought Jasper for sure outsmarted everybody in the situation when he was like, oh, guess somebody's gonna confess. I was like, bro, he's got you good. I don't know how you're gonna get out of this one. And he's just texting on his phone and feeding her lines. And I was like, we're gonna read about this in on like USA Today or ABC News, how the next serial killer comes about, because that is so convincing the way that alibi played out. But I didn't see any of those two plot twists coming about whatsoever. So,
And the flirting between the two of them when he was giving her the lines to say.
he was flirting left and right. And I was like, all right. Yeah, you are kind of hot right now. All right. Yep.
He's just leaning up against the wall with the phone screen
Just
towards the wall and the little wink. I was like, oh my gosh.
flexing. Also, Ron has some style versus Gary. The jorts that Gary wore versus Ron's elder millennial casual, hotness. I don't know. Ron had, had a little swagger to him that I was digging, which brings me to my next question. Are you team Ron or team Gary?
Here's the thing. My book fantasy loves Team Ron. Bold, direct, no hesitation. But in reality, I'm probably more of Team Gary. Like in my own personal life, I prefer when people are calm and, balanced, reliable. I say balanced as in, not living a double life balanced.
Right.
I don't want to have that thought in the back of my mind that this intensity that Ron has might form into a more physical altercation when he gets mad. But yeah, in fiction, I'm Team Ron, but in real life, I'm Team Gary. How about you?
I want Ron, but Gary is my spirit animal. All right. Serious question time. At what point did you suspect Madison as the murderer?
For the longest time, I suspected that Jasper was the person who killed Madison's husband. I thought it was going to be a segue into him framing Gary so he could get his job back. So I didn't have a clue about Madison until Gary went to confront her and she confessed to him. And that all the pieces came together when the cops were describing how he was killed. And I remembered, oh, they had that little pillow talk in the bathroom, and he explained to her all the ways to do it. I didn't see it coming, though. What about you?
It was the bathtub moment where she started asking questions, and he specifically says, he's like, oh, I thought we were under contract and we weren't going to ask you about our work. And she said, oh, I'm sorry. You're right. I'm sorry. And if you really want to know, and he fell for her segue into how he would kill someone. And he's not talking as a hitman, he's talking as a psych professor. And as an undercover agent who's seen a whole bunch of murder police reports on how people are killed. So he describes how he would shoot somebody in the heart with a gun. And that's when I initially suspected her. I was like, why do you want the gruesome details? Madison at this point has no idea Gary is Ron and vice versa, that all she knows is that she's dating a potential hitman. And again, what part of your logical brain says, sign me up? It shouldn't at all. I get it. He's hot. I mean, my brain would go dumb too. That's fine. And like I mentioned earlier, there were some holes in this ending, and I was on the edge of my seat till the last 10 to 15 minutes. And it drove me nuts because I thought this movie was so good. But what are your thoughts on the ending?
I was not a fan of the ending.
Okay.
It was a little bit too much for me. Both Gary and Madison having that weird love confession to each other after they each done something horrible to Jasper. And you can hear him breathing in the background until you stop hearing him. And the pacing was confusing. And I mean this throughout the entire film. Like it moves at least 5 years into the future. And you have Madison picking up their daughter from school, but there's no caption on the bottom saying how long it's been. You just assume, like, oh, like Gary now has a larger classroom. They're picking up a girl that looks like them, could be their daughter, and not just a daughter, but I guess they also have a son as
Crossover.
well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was just odd because you can't figure out how much time really has passed. Like, was it weeks? Was it months? Right, like how long were they dating for? Like how long did this operation take? Who knows? But
Yeah.
what did you think?
To be honest, I thought he was going to feed Jasper to the Gators to tie in with his for his first contracted hit that he mentioned. I thought he was going to get rid of the fingertips. I thought it was going to be a nice homage to like his first contracted hit. No, they just put a bag over his head. And I'm not saying they faded to black, but I was like, we're not going to see them dodge this bullet in court. We're just going to fast forward, what, 5, 6 years? I was completely thrown off. I was like, eh, this is weird. Okay. Maybe we did need the commentary from the actual Gary Johnson to be like, hey, this is why this doesn't work. Okay. I think the real scary thing was that as the movie went on, Gary, the psych professor, was buying into his own BS and evolved into the hitman because you saw him convincing her. He's like, no, Jasper's wife left him years ago. He's a drug addict. We're going to be fine. It's going to look like he relapsed and he just suffocated. I feel like there's more cops around that should have popped up and said, aha. And then there would be an, oh crap, we're going to jail moment. But yeah, there were just a lot of holes that I wasn't expecting. And if you're going to go and put that kind of time, effort, and energy into the writing to make it that good and then drop the ball at the end, I was like, dang it, why? There was so much potential. But here we are. I wanted to see Jasper's murder play out in court. That being said, the movie itself is still worth watching. So if you have yourself a Netflix account, I highly recommend checking out The Hitman. And now it is time for the Spotlight of the Week.
Looking for a quick and honest review on an upcoming movie? Check out Parking Lot Reviews, where our lovely correspondent, Miss China, gives her a hot take on a variety of movies the moment she leaves the theater. Follow Parking Lot Reviews on TikTok and Instagram at Parking Lot Reviews. The Fangirls Podcast is brought to you by Believe Podcast Network, and we want to thank you for listening to our podcast. Be sure to tune in every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts for a new, fun, fandom episode of the Fangirls Podcast. Looking to move? 24/7 Moving is a full-service moving company based in LA. At 24/7 Moving, they understand moving can be overwhelming sometimes, and they see this as their responsibility to alleviate the pressure and stress. Their professional team provides fun, friendly, and secure local and long-distance services throughout the U.S. Their highly skilled and well-trained team has combined experience of over 3,000 moves, including commercial and residential. They deliver smooth and stress-free moving and packing services at affordable prices. I've personally used 24/7 Moving and have never been so impressed with a team of movers in my life. They weren't just fast and efficient, they were affordable, and the guest service was unmatched to anything I've ever worked with before. For more information, visit them online at 247moving.com. Founded in 2021, the Nerf Herder Co. was created as a way for people to bring their favorite fandoms into their homes and out into the world in a luxurious, chic way. The Nerf Herder Co. offers candles, wax melts, fragrance mists, and now has expanded into apparel. The Nerf Herder Co. offers a wide range of fandoms from Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, Indiana Jones, books such as ACOTAR, and more. New releases are dropped on an almost weekly basis, and they always love to get suggestions for future releases from customers. Looking to donate some of your old books to a good home? Look no further than your local Little Free Library. Little Free Library is a nonprofit organization based out of St. Paul, Minnesota, Their mission is to be a catalyst for building community, inspiring readers, and expanding book access for all through a global network of volunteer-led Little Free Libraries. For more information on Little Free Library, head on over to the link in our show notes. Tax Pros, an award-winning tax firm dedicated to providing their clients with a full range of advanced tax planning and tax resolution services. With 3 locations in Southern California, Tax Pros is there to meet you where you are, offering phone and video appointments. Learn more or book an appointment today at Tax Pros, TaxProse.
We here at the Fangirls Podcast are not affiliated with the following: Netflix, AGC Studios, Chiffon Pictures, Barnstorm Productions, Aggregate Films, Cinetic Media, and Detour Film Production. We're just really big fans.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.